I nerve you. You know, I loathe you. I love you. No. With two Fs, yes. I have to invent. Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah.
Don't you think I do?
I don't know.
Welcome to the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show, the podcast where everyone is either an architect or in advertising. I'm your host, Taylor Cole, and with me today are Greta, losing her mind, Kovac.
I have a microphone and you don't, so you will listen to every damn word I have to say.
Sarika, sarcastic sidekick, Jagtiani.
Look, the leads are too busy with meet cutes and makeovers to take out the competitors, and that's where I come in.
And Meredith, the L-Train Smith.
When you fall onto my train tracks, nobody's coming to save you. Well, unless you're Peter Gallagher, he's a national treasure.
Hello to everyone, and thank you for being here. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We are taking a little break between seasons this week, so in honor of yesterday being Valentine's Day, we're here with an all-romantic comedy special episode to quiz today's players on the rom-coms of past and present. But of course, none of it can happen without our keeper of trivia and the scores. It is Score Master Dan. How's it going, Dan?
Hi there, Taylor. It's actually great because I'm almost done with my polling rom-com script. It's called Waiting for Love with W-E-I-G-H-T, Waiting. See, our hero runs a survey center and he calls the perfect man, but it has to go through the call logs to figure out who it was. Honestly, it's mostly a vehicle for polling-based puns.
Sure, you know, their ideal sample size was 2. The only missing variable was romance. The only thing keeping them apart was self-selection bias. Yeah, it's all right there.
Oh, Taylor, that's amazing.
And of course, we got to say hello to the man with all the bells and whistles. It is our production master, Dave. Hey, Dave.
Is it still raining? I hadn't noticed.
Well, it's about to start raining trivia all over our players with our first game. It's a round of My Champion. That's the game where each of our players has chosen a champion from the world of rom-coms, but we choose the challenge that they're undergoing. Greta, who is your chosen champion today?
My champion is George Stitzer, also known as Boy George's biggest fan, seen in The Wedding Singer singing the same song over and over again.
Sarika, who have you chosen for your champion?
I have chosen radio host Debbie Newberry from Grosse Pointe Blank.
And Meredith, who you got?
From When Harry Met Sally, I've got Carrie Fisher's Marie.
Excellent champions all around. Dan is going to serve as our judge today. So without further ado, let's spin the scenario wheel. Today's scenario asks, who's going to give the best confession of love to somebody that's about to get on an airplane? All right, Greta, make the case for George Stitzer's airplane-based romantic confession.
Well, with George, consistency is key. He's really, and I should say she, Alexis Arquette, portrayed this character in the film. As we know, we hear George sing, "Do you really want to hurt me?" over and over and over again in the movie. And I just don't know what would tear at your heartstrings more than someone proclaiming this to you as you board an airplane. The other key with George is that she wears so much clothing at any given time that she could get on a plane and really jet off anywhere and be ready to go.
Thank you, Greta. All right, Sarika, how about Debbie Newberry?
Okay, here's the thing about Debbie. She is very quippy. She's able to think on her feet because that is part of her job. Now, I understand that her choices are questionable. Like, she's choosing to be with the hitman. So, you know, some issues there. But we also know that because of this, she's good under pressure. She's not going to freeze up because of the crowds. Like, Homeland Security, not going to bother her. So I really think that she would excel at this challenge.
And Meredith, how about Marie from When Harry Met Sally?
Well, we know that Marie is not deterred by anything. I mean, especially if someone is married. That's not a deal breaker for her in starting a relationship. So I think the fact that someone is about to jump onto an airplane, that's not going to stop her from chasing love. Especially if, too, she might kind of do a little bit of misdirection. She might tell you that she's really looking for a new red suede pump, but what she's actually willing to do is, you know, get it with Bruno Kirby. So, you know, she's got a real focus there. And when you then then think that maybe she's about to give up, that's when she's going to snap herself into that taxi and get the true love that she really deserves, because this is a woman who knows how to win.
Fantastic arguments from all of our players, but Scoremaster Dan is going to determine our winner. Dan, who's it going to be?
Well, I got to say, I liked Meredith's argument just because it means that Carrie Fisher gets love in one of these movies finally, and I would love to see that. I also like the idea of George Stitzer, although I have to say that if someone kept on saying, "Do you really want to hurt me?" I would get on the plane to get away from them.
That's the difference between you and me, Dan.
So I think our winner today is going to be Sarika. I think Debbie would be able to think on her feet. I think she can say things under pressure. She'll be making it up as she goes along, and I think she'll do a great job. So our winner of this is Sarika.
Yay!
Nice job, Sarika. That means you get a crack at the half point.
Yikes.
A little competitive advantage that might break a tie later in the game should one come up. Here is your half point question. Near the end of the 2018 film Crazy Rich Asians, Nick follows Rachel onto a plane for a final grand romantic declaration. Which two actors play Nick and Rachel?
Oh, no.
Okay. I know this. I believe it's Henry Golding and Constance Wu?
Wow.
For the half point, correct. That also means you get to go first in round one, Smurfing Romantic.
Oh, no. Okay.
Smurf.
We're going to admit it. Here at the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show, we're sometimes a little afraid of our emotions. So when it came time to ask about some classic quotes from romantic movies, we had to make it a little easier on ourselves by smurfing them up a little bit. In this game, I'll give you a great quote from a romantic scene in a movie that might make us all weepy, but as though it was said by a smurf. So, for instance, if the quote were, "You smurfed me at hello," you'd know that the movie was...
Jerry Maguire,
yes. And if you wanted a little extra bit of fun in this game, you could smurf up your answer as well to say something like Smurfy Maguire. Either of those answers would get you 10 points. If you need some extra help, I can tell you the year of release and one of the leads of the movie, but then a correct answer is only worth 5. Sarika, as the winner of My Champion, you will lead off this round, and your first smurfified quote is... "I'm also just a smurfette, standing in front of a smurf, asking him to smurf her."
That is Notting Hill.
Gotta smurf it up.
Notting Smurf? Smurfing Hill?
Both great answers, all for 10 points for Sarika. Nice job. Over to Greta. "I smurf it when you make me laugh, even worse when you make me smurf. I smurf it when you're not around and the fact that you didn't smurf. But mostly I smurf the way I don't smurf you. Not even close. Not even a little smurf. Not even smurf all."
That would be 10 things I smurf about you.
Absolutely. And to normal, non-fun-loving people, that is 10 things I hate about you. For Meredith, your first smurfified quote, "When you realize you want to smurf the rest of your life with some smurf, you want the rest of your life to smurf as soon as possible."
That's when Harry smurfed Sally.
Or when Harry met Sally. Well done.
Shout out, Marie.
For Sarika, "Nice smurfs don't smurf like that." "Oh, yes, they smurfing do."
Ooh, that's Bridget Jones' smurfery.
Or Bridget Jones' diary, yes. For Greta, "You don't smurf someone you can smurf with. You smurf the person you cannot smurf without."
Oh, I think I need a clue.
A 2007 movie starring Hilary Swank.
Oh, well, I've never seen it. That's why I don't know. the one with the dead husband. P.S. I Love You?
That's how you use the hint. Well done. And for Meredith, "I'd rather smurf with you than make smurf with any smurf else."
I'm gonna need a smurf.
A 2005 movie starring Deborah Messing.
Messing. Okay. So that means it's gonna be kind of annoying. Is that the wedding smurf?
Otherwise known as the wedding date. Well done.
Shots fired, Deborah Messing.
Love it.
For Sarika, Love don't make things smurfy. It smurfs everything. It breaks your smurf. It smurfs things a mess. We aren't here to make things smurfy. The snowflakes are smurfy. The stars are smurfy. Not us.
Ooh, I really feel like I should know this one. Can I have a hint, please?
A 1987 film starring Cher.
Ah, that is Moonsmurf.
Or Moonstruck. Well done. For Greta. Look, in my opinion, the smurfiest thing you can do is find someone who smurfs you for exactly what you are. Good smurf, bad smurf, what have you.
The smurfs really throw off my brain on these. Can you say it again, please?
Look, in my opinion, the smurfiest thing you can do is find someone who smurfs you for exactly what you are. Good smurf, bad smurf, what have you.
I need a hint.
2007 movie starring Elliot Page.
Juno?
Yes, from...
Smurf, also known as Smurf.
Smurfo. Smurfo. Yes, a J.K. Simmons line from Juno. And for Meredith, smurf is too smurf a word for what I feel. I smurf you, you know? I smurf you. I smurf you. Two Fs.
Okay. I know that I should know this, but that's like a really all-encompassing term for most of my life. Could I get a hint?
A 1977 film starring Diane Keaton.
1970. Is that Smurfy Hall?
You know, I loathe you. I love you. No. With two Fs.
Yes, Annie Hall or Smurfy Hall. And that'll take us into our first score break from Scoremaster Dan.
Everyone is doing amazingly well. Meredith and Greta are both tied with 20 points. Sarika has 25 points and the half point and is in the lead.
Very close game still. Coming back to Sarika for our next Smurfified movie quote. What do you want to smurf me for anyhow? So I can smurf you anytime I want.
Ooh. You said this was a family show, right?
This is very smurfy, and by smurfy, I mean racy. Can I have a hint?
A 2002 movie starring Reese Witherspoon.
Smurf Home Alabama?
Yes, Sweet Home Alabama. And for Greta, I smurfed it to be you. I smurfed it to be you so badly.
That's You've Got Smurf.
You've Got Mail. Well done. And for Meredith, do you think after we smurfed off, after we've smurfed lots more time together, you might agree not to smurf me? And do you think not being smurfed to me might maybe be something you could consider smurfing for the rest of your life?
Taylor, that acting was as good as the original, and I'm going to put money down on that one.
Thank you.
No, it's not a compliment.
Unfortunately, despite the Oscar, caliber worthy, I'm going to need a hint.
A 1994 movie starring Andy McDowell.
That would be four Smurfs and a funeral.
Correct. Is it smurfing? I hadn't noticed. Four weddings and a funeral is our answer there. Four weddings and a funeral. Everyone's last smurfified rom-com quote. First one's for Sarika. You don't have to under-smurf. You just have to smurf. Smurf in destiny.
I have no smurfing clue. Can I have a hint, please?
A 2001 movie starring Kate Beckinsale.
Ooh. Serendipity?
Otherwise known as Smurfindipity, but yes, Serendipity, sure. Is correct. For Greta, you said you couldn't smurf with some smurf who didn't smurf in you. Well, I smurfed in you. I just didn't smurf in me.
Oh my God. I know it. Can you say it again? I'm going to visualize. Hold on.
You said I couldn't smurf with some smurf who didn't smurf in you. Well, I smurfed in you. I just didn't smurf in me.
This is 10 Things I Smurf About You Again, isn't it? Oh, no.
Sadly, no. That is Smurfy in Pink or Pretty in Pink.
Oh, my gosh. I should have known that. It's horrifying.
And for Meredith, what I really want to do with my smurf, what I want to smurf for a smurfing, is I want to smurf with your daughter. I'm smurfy at it.
Okay, that could be illegal in some states, so I think I need to get a hint.
A 1989 movie starring Ione Skye.
Oh, that's Smurf Anything.
Or Say Anything, with a big finish for Meredith. Next up, some announcement from Promotion Master Dave, a score update from Dan, and then on to round two.
Hello, this is Promotion Master Dave, here to let you know about our Patreon. Become a supporter of the podcast and you're eligible to receive all sorts of extra content and goodies. Three times a month, it'll be the Empty Studio episodes, specially formatted one or two round games just for you to play along with at home. And then at least once a month, it's time for the Game Shelf Decathlon, live Zoom trivia events with your hosts and your fellow listeners battling out for game night supremacy. And then if we can reach our stretch goal, we will unveil the Golden Ticket episode. That is a full proper match once a month just for our Patreon people and the contestants. Yes, Patreon people. All this and more if you become a supporter of the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show, and we hope you do. Helps us keep the lights on here and helps us produce all this extra super fun content. For details, please go to patreon.com/USA Quiz Show or visit the link in your show notes.
After one round of play, it's time for the Pointless score break. Pointless, the one UK show that does more than 8 episodes a year, whether Osmond likes it or not. After one round of play, Sarika is in lead with 35 points and the half point. Gren and Meredith are close behind with 30 points, but that means that Meredith will get to go first in round two.
All right, thank you, score master Dan. Little help is on the way for Meredith and Greta with the Threequalizer. Guys, I'm going to give you a question that has three possible answers, and you guys will have three guesses to get as many of those answers as you can. 10 points for each answer you get right, split evenly between the two of you. Your Threequalizer question is, over the course of her career, writer-director Nora Ephron was best known for her work in romantic comedies. She was nominated for Oscars for 3 of her screenplays, 2 of them romantic comedies. What are those 3 movies?
Oh, God. I feel really confident that When Harry Met Sally's got to be one of them.
Yes, I agree. What are our options? You've got Mail.
Okay, you've got Mail. Julie and Julia.
Oh yes, that's I'm here for that. Yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. You can't go wrong with Meryl.
Uh-huh. You've got Mail to not win. I think we can cross that off the list.
No, for real. Maybe Sleepless. Do you think Sleepless?
I mean, I would give it an Oscar.
I mean, seriously. Oh, I mean, like, I stand my life, but I kind of feel like it's my life. But I feel like it's Sleepless might be our best, like a triad. Indeed. So let's see. Let's go chronological order. So When Harry Met Sally. Then on to Sleepless in Seattle. And then Julie and Julia. You are
kidding. No. Meryl Streep did receive a Best Actress nomination that year for Julie and Julia, but her other nominated one was Before in 1983, Silkwood.
Okay. Well,
but also starring Meryl Streep, so in the right ballpark. Still, okay, 10 cool. points for each of you for getting the 2 that you got.
Woo! Nice job, Wonder Twin.
Yes.
Now, Greta, we all have, you know, the rom-coms we love, but what is the one rom-com that you just love to hate and love to tell people that you hate?
Speaking of Hugh Grant, I live to loathe Love Actually. I believe it to be an absolute garbage film. I have never liked it, and I have a lot of family who really love it, and I destroy everyone's Christmas by talking about how trash it actually is. I mean, if you want to know the definition of feminist killjoy, it is me between Thanksgiving and New Year's talking about Love Actually. Thank you.
Okay, sounds like you've got some support on the Zoom call. So
really, Greta, we got to hang later.
You found your people.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
I stormed out of a Zoom family call earlier this year, which meant I slammed my laptop shut and then realized it was a little dramatic and had to rejoin with my tail between my legs. But it was worth it.
Do Did you yell justice for Laura Linney as you did so?
Oh my God. Yes.
Thank you.
I mean, all the women in that movie deserve so much more, including Joni Mitchell. Okay.
Yes. Joni Mitchell. It's not okay.
Yeah. It's garbage. Throw it in the bin.
Well, speaking of people who we'd like to see deserve good things in movies, Sarika, which two actors do you most want to see in a rom-com together?
So the person I need more of in my life is Natasha Rothwell, who a lot of people know as Kelly from Insecure. She is hilarious, and she's also a writer on the show, so I would like her to pen her own rom-com and star. And I'm thinking I'd actually like William Jackson Harper in it, who played Chidi in The Good Place, because she's kind of daffy, he's kind of straight-laced, she writes the script, I don't know what the meet-cute is, I'm still working it out, but I want to see this in my life.
That sounds fantastic. Would watch, absolutely. And now someone who hasn't come up in this game so far, but we can't go this far without talking Nancy Myers. Meredith, what is your number one Nancy Kitchen?
Okay, so it used to be Kate Winslet's because her kitchen came with EU citizenship. But since Brexit, that's kind of out. But I think we're left then with variations on the same kind of kitchen porn, and it's hard to pick just which gleaming countertop and extra deep farm sink and KitchenAid Pro mixer is superior. So that kind of feels like, to me, like picking one of my favorite students at my university. By the way, that's Lindsay. I'm just kidding. You're all the special and wonderful and Nancy Myers kitchens to me, I swear. So I'm going to go with perhaps a forgotten gem, and that would be The Parent Trap. That's Dennis Quaid's kitchen and his wine farmhouse. And not just because it was all, you know, fantastic and also comes with booze. It's that it comes with Chessie. Remember her, the incredible housekeeper slash love accomplished?
Yes.
I mean, listen, it's really great to have that thingy that fills your pot while it's on the stove. I mean, that's great. But isn't it much better to have that thingy than filling a pot that then Chessie turns into macaroni while she is like totally gossiping with you and she's a built-in bestie? I mean, that is beyond worth its weight in marble backsplash, my friends.
Wow.
Oh,
this
wonderful.
Is phenomenal reasoning.
Thank you.
Well, all this kitchen talk is going to take us right into our round two, which today is called
We Have the Meat.
Now, traditionally, rom-coms tell us that a couple is supposed to be together by giving them some sort of unlikely meeting. The problem is that these meet cutes can sometimes feel a little bit interchangeable. So your challenge is to figure out the movie from a brief description of the meet cute. So if I told you that in 1990, he's driving a fancy car that he can't quite handle, gets lost, and she agrees to take him back to his hotel for a small fee, you'd know that the movie was
Pretty Woman.
We have the meat.
Pretty Woman is correct for 30 points in the game. If you need a little more help, I can tell you the names of the characters in the movie that are meeting in that moment. And if that still isn't enough, I can tell you the first names of the actors who played them. The more clues you get, though, the less a correct answer is worth. And you only get one guess, so use it wisely. We'll start round two with Meredith. Here is your first meet-cute description. From 2004, he helps her install a door in the house she's making out of breakfast waffles.
Oh, God. Man. Okay, now I'm hungry and I need a hint.
Characters Lucy and Henry.
Which sounds British, but that still doesn't narrow things down for me, so let's go for one more.
Starring Drew and Adam.
So I really whiffed on the British thing because I think that's the wedding singer. Damn it. No, and I, that was totally a wrong guess. I was so wrong. Correct me of my wrongness.
Yeah, from 2004, that is 50 First Dates.
Dates.
At least it's not blended. All right, for Greta, from 2017, he confronts her after she loudly heckles him during a stand-up set.
Oh, The Big Sick.
We have the meat.
Quick 30-point answer from Greta. Over to Sarika from 2003. A junior member of the household staff meets her new boss, a high-ranking official, and is so nervous that she winds up cursing a lot.
Is this Greta's favorite Love Actually?
We have the meat.
Yes, everyone's favorite, Love Actually.
Did you feel dirty getting those 30 points?
A little bit, yeah. It's not okay, but I'll take them.
Back to Meredith for 1938. She accidentally plays his ball at a golf course, then when she leaves, inadvertently steals his car.
That sounds like it could be Katharine Hepburn, but that... I'm going to need some more.
Characters David and Susan.
Oh, them. Yeah. Them, my great friends. And that clarifies everything. Thank you, Taylor. But I think I'm going to need you to smurf me one more time.
Starring Carrie and Catherine.
I know it's probably not bringing up Baby, but that's the only one I'm... let's go for the Philadelphia Story. Why not?
I'm sorry to say, it's bringing up Baby.
Oh, no.
You had it.
Okay, I'm smurfing all of you for that.
All right, for Greta, from 2011. After he pulls her over for erratic driving, her attempts to prove her sobriety are so charming that he lets her off with a warning.
Bridesmaids.
We have the meat.
Another fast 30 points from Greta. And for Sarika, from the year 2005. The flight attendant notices that there's only one person in the cabin, so she moves him up to first class.
Ooh, okay. This should be my prime rom-com watching years. But can I have a hint?
Characters Claire and Drew.
Okay, characters Claire and Drew. These sound like nice, generic rom-com names. Can I have the other hint?
Starring Kirsten and Orlando.
No, I pass.
Think Greta knows this one?
Elizabethtown?
We have the meat.
Maybe if you had said that it was starring Orlando and Manic Pixie Dream Girl.
It would have helped.
All right, back to Meredith, a movie from 1997. Okay. He reluctantly lets her cut in front of him at the line for the bathroom at a Mexican restaurant.
That's Fool's Rush In.
We have the meat.
30 wow. points for Meredith. And for Greta from 2010. She comes to a small pub in Ireland looking to get to Dublin. He's the bartender and he isn't much help.
I'm going to need... Ireland? Oh, leap year?
We have the meat.
Greta killing it this round with leap year.
Shocking.
And next for Sarika from the year 2002. She's trying on some high-end clothes that aren't hers when her precocious son brings by a dashing politician.
Ooh, I feel like I know, but this may be a rom-com blind spot for me. Is it Made in Manhattan?
We have the meat.
It's so bad and I love it so much.
A solid 30-point answer from Sarika will take us into our next score update from Scoremaster Dan.
Well, I was getting a little worried about Meredith, who had not been doing that well in this round, but she got one right, so she's now up to 70 points. Sarika has 95 points and the half point, but Greta has vaulted into the lead. She now has 130 points.
Yeah, whose confidence is really up there now. Thanks, Dan.
Meredith, your next meet cute comes from 1995. She's pretending to be his comatose brother's fiance.
Oh, the L train says that's while you were sleeping.
We have the meat.
Very nice. Taking it back to the year 1936 for Greta. She's determined to show up her sister in a scavenger hunt and can't understand why he won't be the, quote, forgotten man, unquote, that she's supposed to bring back to the fancy party.
I will need a hint, please.
Characters named Godfrey and Irene.
Unfortunately, I'd like to go straight for the next hint, please.
Starring William and Carol.
Oh, no. I don't know. I don't have it. My brain went whoosh.
Answer there, my man Godfrey.
Of course.
Obviously.
Oh my God.
I haven't seen it. I'm really sorry.
Greta, I'm just going to jump in. My Man Godfrey is the best screwball romantic comedy ever made. Okay. It's
I'll
really
do it.
Amazing.
I'll do
William
it.
Powell,
I'm sorry.
Fantastic.
Okay.
I can only see so many movies. Yeah.
Thank you, Dan. For Sarika, your movie is from 1994. When they're next to each other at a stoplight, she flicks a cigarette into his car, causing a collision.
Yes, Reality Bites.
We have the meat.
30 points for Sarika. One more meet cute apiece, starting with Meredith from the year 2003. He's dating her daughter, but he has a heart attack and winds up taking care of him.
Oh, that's Something's Gotta Give.
We have the meat.
Somebody's gotta give me 30 points.
You got him.
Thanks.
And a Nancy Meyers kitchen to go with it.
Look. Oh my God, thank you, yes.
Could not do better.
Oh God, callbacks.
All right, for Greta from the year 2015. She's a journalist who's supposed to be interviewing him about his job as a sports doctor, but she knows nothing about sports.
This is Trainwreck.
We have the meat.
And closing out round two with Sarika, your movie comes from 1952. Trying to get away from his crazy fans, he hops into her car.
Ooh. Can I have a hint?
Characters named Don and Kathy.
Don and Kathy. I feel like adult and that I should know this. Can I have the next hint?
Starring Jean and Debbie.
I don't know. Nope.
Greta knows this one.
Singing in the Rain.
We have the meat.
Gene Kelly and Debbie Reynolds in Singing in the Rain. Well, that'll do it for round two. Up next, one more score update from Dan, and then on to the final round. Before we get into our final round of trivia, it's time for the home version. Listeners correctly guess the answer to Dan's pop culture riddle by the time next week's episode comes out, and you could win a chance to sponsor a score break.
A wet hot director, a cast that is goofing, but rom-com cliches are the things they are spoofing. Will the small candy shop make it through? Nah, I doubt it. We can say that again. Tell me about it.
Think you know what that is? Submit your answer on the page for this episode at our website, usaquizshow.com, and show off that pop culture knowledge. All right, Dan, where are our players at score-wise?
After two rounds of play, it's time for the Empty Coffee Cups on Television score break. Empty Coffee Cups on Television. Just pretend everyone's drinking a bone-dry cappuccino. Currently, Greta is in the lead with 160 points, Meredith has 130, and Sarika is very close behind with 125 points and the half point, but that means she'll get to go first in round three.
Thank you for the update, Dan. Those standings, however, are not yet final, because it's time for everyone's last opportunity for big points. It's the lightning round. Players get their choice of categories and have 90 seconds to answer as many questions in that category as possible. 10 points for each correct answer you can provide. Today's categories are Love in Days of Yore, Love in the Days of Pac-Man and Shoulder Pads, Love in the Days of Beanie Babies and Dial-Up Internet, and Love in the Days of Social Media and Streaming Television. So figure out what you can from the names of those topics and choose the one you think you're going to do the best on, or keep something easy away from someone else. Sarika, third place, gets to pick first. Once again, your options are Love in Days of Yore, Love in the Days of Pac-Man and Shoulder Pads, Love in the Days of Beanie Babies and Dial-Up Internet, and Love in the Days of Social Media and Streaming Television.
Oh, this is tough. It's a real toss-up for me between Shoulder Pads and Beanie Babies, but I am going to go Beanie Babies.
And what do you think this category is going to be about?
I mean, I'm crossing my fingers. It's rom-coms in the 90s.
Absolutely. Rom-coms of the
90s. Damn you.
90 seconds on the clock. The timer starts when I finish reading the first question. Sarika, are you ready?
As I'm going to be.
Drew Barrymore gets a second shot at high school in this 1999 movie.
Never Been Kissed.
Meg Ryan idolizes Deborah Carr's An Affair to Remember in this movie.
Sleepless in Seattle.
10 Things I Hate About You was loosely inspired by this Shakespeare play.
As You Like It?
The Taming of the Shrew. This Angela Bassett vehicle is also the screen debut of Taye Diggs.
Waiting to Oh, no, How Stella Got Her Groove Back.
Adjusting for inflation, this Julia Roberts movie is the highest grossing rom-com ever.
Pretty Woman?
If Adam Sandler is losing his mind in a 1998 film, then this actor is reaping all the benefits.
Pass.
This 1999 rom-com would get a Christmas-themed sequel in 2013.
The Best Man.
If Lisa Kudrow is Michelle, then she is Romy.
Mira Sorvino.
My Best Friend's Wedding features a group sing-along of this Burt Bacharach tune.
Pass.
This Sixth Sense director claims to have actually written She's All That.
M. Night Shyamalan?
This 1994 British rom-com became a Hulu miniseries in 2019.
Four Weddings and a Funeral.
This actor plays a lottery-winning cop in It Could Happen to You.
Nicolas Cage.
This Emmy and Oscar winner plays Cuba Gooding Jr.'s wife in Jerry Maguire.
Regina Hall.
It's Regina King, Regina but it was King. After the buzzer. All right, Dan, let's get the Sirica report.
All right, only a couple of passes to go over. Sirica, so My Best Friend's Wedding, you were actually singing it a little bit. It is, in fact, I Say a Little Prayer for You.
I couldn't think of the chorus.
And if Adam Sandler's losing his mind, then John Lovitz is reaping all the benefit in The Wedding Singer. Sirica had a very good round, 9 correct answers. That means she is now well into first place with 210 points and the half point. Because of that half point, Meredith is going to have to get 9 correct answers to move in the lead. 8 will leave her a half point behind.
Tall order to follow. Meredith, once again, your category choices are Love in Days of Yore, Love in the Days of Pac-Man and Shoulder Pads, and Love in the Days of Social Media and Streaming Television.
I think I'm going to shame myself with the streaming category. Let's go there. Let's go for humiliation there. Bring it on. I think this is going to be like Love in the Age of the Millennials.
Rom-coms from the year 2000 to the present.
Yeah.
90 seconds on the clock. Meredith, are you ready?
No, but bring it.
This Alias star wakes up 17 years older in 13 Going on 30.
Jennifer Garner.
Taraji P. Henson can hear thoughts in this gender-swapped remake.
What Men Want.
If you're kissing Jennifer Westfeldt, you're kissing this title character.
You're kissing Jessica Stein.
The Proposal launched a late career revival for this golden girl.
Betty White.
You best believe Randall Park punched Keanu Reeves in this 2019 Netflix movie.
Always Be My Baby.
Always Baby. Be My Maybe. This NBA star schools Bill Hader in Trainwreck.
Pass.
According to Natalie Portman in Garden State, this band's new slang will change your life.
That would be the Shins.
This is the first of 3 holiday-based rom-coms by Gary Marshall.
Oh, God. They wreck so much upon the world. Is that Valentine's Day?
This 2011 comedy was the first of 3 pairings for Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone.
Oh, God. Crazy something pass.
Played by Katherine Heigl, Jane Nichols was a bridesmaid this many times.
27.
A relationship advice book by Steve Harvey inspired this 2012 movie.
Pass.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall features a puppet musical based on this character.
I don't know, but I really want to see it.
As Dracula at the buzzer. Dracula musical. Dracula musical.
I'm sorry, and I want to just say that I got Always Be My Maybe wrong because I started singing the Keanu Reeves song in my head, and so... Yeah.
You mean the Mariah Carey song, but I would love to hear Keanu Reeves sing
it. Yeah. I punched Keanu Reeves. It was better than anything. You can see his feed.
I hit John Wick. All right, we got to move on. Dan, let's hear the Meredith report.
All right, only three passes to go over. First off, the NBA Scarhole School's Bill Hader in Trainwreck is LeBron James, or as the New York Times Book Review podcast calls him, James LeBron, because they watch a lot of sports.
Oh, no.
The 2011 comedy that paired Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone for the first time was Crazy Stupid Love, and the Steve Harvey book was Think Like a Man, which is kind of like The Rules, but for women, and bad. Or worse than that description would lead you to believe. Regardless, Meredith did very well. She got 7 correct answers. That gives her 200 points, but is not quite enough to catch Sarika, who's still in the lead with 210 points and the half point. That means Greta, with 160 points, is going to need to get 6 correct answers if she wants to take the win.
All right, Greta, 6 to take that win. Which category would you like? Love in Days of Yore or Love in the Days of Pac-Man and Shoulder Pads?
I'm going to go with Shoulder Pads. I just think my odds are better. But this is truly this whole time I've been waiting for my mind to go blank and not get anything right. And I think this is when it's going to happen. So.
You're going to do great.
That's the spirit.
You're going to be amazing.
Thank you so much.
Just so we're all clear for our listeners at home, Greta, what is this category going to be covering?
This is the 80s, and I get told I look like Molly Ringwald more than any other celebrity, so I really need to do it her an honor.
All right, 90 seconds on the clock. Greta, are you ready?
No. Yes.
Lloyd Dobler blares this song on a boombox in Say Anything.
In Your Eyes.
1988's Mystic Pizza marked the screen debut of this future Bourne star.
Julia Roberts.
Matt Damon. This Patrick Dempsey movie was originally titled Boy Rents Girl.
Can't Buy Me Love.
This Gilmore Girls actor is Goldie Hawn's rich husband in Overboard.
Kurt Russell.
Edward Herman. Wesley takes on this nautical moniker in The Princess Bride.
A pass.
John Hughes reportedly wrote this movie after being dissatisfied with the ending of Pretty in Pink.
Pass. Breakfast Club.
Kathleen Turner has this profession in Romancing the Stone.
Oh, pass.
Dee Dee Cohn reprises her role as Frenchie in this sequel.
Grease 2.
Loretta and Ronnie attend a performance of La Boheme at the Met in this movie.
Moonstruck.
Molly Ringwald decorated Sam's bedroom herself for the set of this movie.
16 Candles.
This 1987 comedy was the first collaboration between Nancy Myers and Diane Keaton.
Pass.
After Coming to America, James Earl Jones and Madge Sinclair reteamed as royalty in this Disney flick.
The Lion King?
The Lion King right at the buzzer.
Wow.
All right, Dan, let's hear the Greta report.
All right, so let's go over the passes first. Wesley's nautical moniker is the Dread Pirate Roberts. John Hughes wrote Some Kind of Wonderful. Kathleen Turner is a romance novelist in Romancing the Stone. And the first collaboration between Nancy Myers and Diane Keaton is 1987's Baby Boom. Now, you might remember I said that Greta had to get 6 correct answers in order to take the win. Greta got 6 correct answers. So our final scores are Meredith with 200, Sarika with 210 points and the half point, and our winner today with 220 points, it's Greta.
Congratulations, Greta. Woo!
Thank you. Wow. My nerves all day were worth it.
Congratulations, Greta, and thanks again so much for being here, Meredith and Sarika. You guys may not have won, but you are both absolutely worthy of being the Miss Congeniality of today's contest.
That means so much.
Oh, thank you.
Meredith, if our listeners want to hear more of you, where can they find you out in the world? Anything to plug?
Yeah, I work at the wonderful Tulane University. Please consider enrolling yourselves or your children. And please find and hug your Title IX coordinators and fight for sex, ending sex discrimination on college campuses.
Wonderful. And Sarika, anywhere our listeners can see more of you?
You can find me on Twitter at Sarika Jagtiani, Jagtiani, where I'm mostly just retweeting people who are funnier than I am.
Thank you, Sarika. But the big congratulations once again are for Greta. Greta, is there a rom-com you're going to like watch to luxuriate in your win and celebrate to yourself?
Well, I'd like everyone to know that my Instagram bio and my Twitter bio are a line from When Harry Met Sally, which is, it's amazing. You look like a normal person, but actually you are the angel of death. And I really stand by that. So probably that one. It's the best.
Excellent. And where can our listeners hear more of you?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at Congratulations. And I also have a podcast with our delightful host, Taylor Cole, called G&T with Greta and Taylor.
Oh, where we talk about, I see how it is now. Oh, I understand.
we talk about movie pairings, and Taylor's the smart one. I'm the normal person, and it's super fun. And
you just won. You can be the smart one now.
I feel like we've just had like a meet cute with your podcast, like right now.
Right? So.
We have the meat.
Well, that will wrap things up for this week. Listeners, be sure to join us next week for the start of Season 3, when a whole new crop of 27 players will battle it out. I've been your host, Taylor Cole, and on behalf of Scoremaster Dan and Production Master Dave, thank you for listening to the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show. Hey, listeners, remember Dan's riddle from before the lightning round? If you think you know that answer, find the link in your show notes or the page for this episode at our website, usaquizshow.com. While you're there, make sure to check out all our past episodes, season brackets, and apply to be a contestant on a future season.
If you're done swiping left, you can find us online on both Twitter and Instagram. We're at usaquizshow on both.
The Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show is made with found love, with your host, Taylor Cole, your production master, yours truly, David Tickle, and of course, our quizmaster, scoremaster, Mr. Dan Cassino.
Remember to hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next week for Season 3. Sarika, going to tee up which actors you most want to see in a rom-com together, Natasha Rothwell and Damon Wayans Jr., and Meredith, we're going to be talking Nancy Meyers Kitchens.
Oh, okay.
That was barbaric.
That is definitely the end of show clip right there. I could hear those knuckles crack and everything. Man.
You know, I look Midwesterner, man, but.